This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to discuss what would the team be without Terry McLaurin in 2025. He's going to play. He's under contract. He's not holding out, and they're not going to trade him. And by the way, those of you who think that they just should trade him for Micah Parsons, first of all, Dallas isn't trading Micah Parsons within the division. Secondly, that's not a straight-up trade. Washington would have to include more than Terry, perhaps a lot more than Terry, to get Micah Parsons. Wouldn't be a bad swap, though. I would take that swap in a heartbeat, for sure. But start thinking about what does Terry mean in terms of games? Is it the difference between 12 wins and 9 wins? Is it the difference between, you know, 11 wins and 6 wins? You tell me what you think his value is if he's not on the field, how that disrupts the 2025 season. I'll tell you what I think in about 15 minutes, and we'll take calls on that afterwards. Joining me right now is my friend Eric Flack from WUSA TV Channel 9, Murrow and Emmy Award winning chief investigative reporter for Channel 9. So, simply put, Eric, yesterday seemed like, okay, Chairman Mendelson, we're going to have a vote on August 1st. We got, as in the city council, and man, he got chesty, didn't he, about the much better deal that the city council, you know, was able to extract from the team, and good for them. And it seemed like to me yesterday that a week from today, August 1st, there would be 7 or more votes, and we'd be breaking ground at some point by the end of the year or the first part of next year. But I started reading last night, and it looked to me like more than one vote was required, and maybe not simple majority. Can you explain to all of us, please?
In D.C., you need 2 separate votes to pass a law or an act, and that's essentially what this is, because it's authorizing the use of huge amounts of taxpayer money. So they have what's called a first vote and a second vote. Under normal circumstances, they are very similar procedures, but this process has been anything but normal. The first vote will happen on Friday, a week from today. Typically, you would need a simple majority to pass a law, so that with 7 members of DC Council right now, because Trayon White, because of his bribery charges, has been expelled off the council. We'll pick that up in a second. But yeah, as of next Friday, there are going to be 12 members sitting up there. And typically you would need a simple majority, so you would need 7. Because of the tax implications of this particular deal and some city laws as it relates to tax abatements being suspended as part of the, you know, way this deal is structured, they need 2/3 to pass this but through the D.C. Council. So instead of seven, they will need eight next Friday. Right now they have five votes. So they will need three of the undecideds to come on over and join them. They will then move on to a second vote in September, mid-September. Typically, that would just be a repeat of the first vote. Trayon White will have been sworn back into the D.C. Council, and we will now have 13 members of the D.C. Council sitting up there, and the two-thirds majority will move to nine.
Right.
So
yeah, you then need nine.
They will need nine. And Trayon has, you know, been an enigma in many ways. He has signaled support for a D.C. stadium in his very limited comments on this issue. But we are this is a multi-step process, and it is not a simple majority.
Okay. So that, to me, is new, because I don't think that's the way it was presented yesterday. I didn't get into the weeds, into the, you know, deep detail. I just assumed when Chairman Mendelson, you know, put out that tweet and held a press conference and said, we got the deal, we got a much better deal than the mayor got, we know how to negotiate, we got a much better, you know, revenue upside for the city, and next Friday we're going to vote and we're going to pass this thing. But that's not what it is. And two votes, by the way, with the second vote taking place when, Eric? In September?
Mid-September.
Okay, so how does that affect the timeline that the team wanted?
That's a great question, and one I'm trying to find out the answer to as we speak. It's one of the things I am working on today. They were pretty clear that extending this process into September would be problematic for their timeline. On the other hand, Phil Mendelson worked closely and negotiated this deal exclusively by himself with the team, although he was working on behalf of a contingent of five: Pinto, McDuffie, Wendell Felder, Anita Bonds, all of the others' yes votes on this stadium. So when you say D.C. Council reached a deal with the Commanders on an amended agreement, five members of D.C. Council reached an amended agreement. You have to think and hope that the Commanders are okay with this timeline, and here's why. Although I think there are legislative reasons, separating the first and second vote, meaning I don't think they can have the first vote next Friday and have the second vote the following Friday.
Why not?
I honestly, Kevin, I'm going to admit what I don't know.
Okay.
It's like some inside laws. I believe there is like procedural things where it has to be separated by a certain amount of days. I believe.
It's not because they're on recess.
I do not believe that is the case, but I'm going to have to admit to, you know, don't quote me on that part. But when pressed on, when we pressed Mendelson on why now, you said you were going to slow roll this thing. You said you weren't going to be beholden to anybody's timeline. And now all of a sudden you are out of seemingly nowhere saying you struck a deal. Was it the Trump threat? Was it the Comer threat? What was it? He acknowledged it was not threats, but pressure from the team. And talking to the team, and I think being convinced that time truly was of the essence and that there was an absolute need to get the deal done now. And he said the team sweetened the pot to say, we will do this, but only in return, your give back is you do this right now. And so that's what he said he did. He said he took the money and said, but in return, I had to say, we'll do it right now.
So yeah, but it sounds like they're not doing it right now. If there's two votes required and the second one isn't until mid-September.
As right now as D.C. Council gets, I should say. So
yeah.
In the context of all that, I believe that hopefully, and again, I'm trying to confirm this, at some point, the Commanders decided that this works. It is possible that this is literally the quickest it can get done at this point. The Commanders are just going to have to deal with it. So, you know, I'm trying to, they said, you know, but, you know, they said they were right up against the timeline, you know, hopefully that, you know, for those of us who would like to see the stadium open in 2030, because the sooner the stadium opens, the sooner DC gets the money back for the stadium. Hopefully this works within their timeline. And, but they were a part of this discussion, and they were the ones who said, you know, you can have this deal, but you got to do it now-ish.
You know, just a thought, and maybe part of this, you know, press conference from yesterday is to maybe influence the public hearings next week, and it's strategic, I don't know. But, you know, until it's actually over, maybe they should stop holding all these press conferences. Because I'll tell you what, going back to, you know, the Ted Youngkin press conference and then the mayor with Goodell and Josh Harris, most people don't follow it closely enough, and they just assume it's over. Yesterday really seemed like it was over with, you know, obviously they're still hanging out there what President Trump could do, I guess. Minus that, it really seemed that it's over, and it isn't necessarily over. It's still an odds-on favorite, I get that, but the 8 votes and the 9 votes, the 8 votes Friday, the 9 votes in mid-September, you have, every time I've talked to you about this, you have said, look, I think by the time they get there, they're going to have at least 10 votes, right? So are you, is there any reason to be concerned that they won't have the 2/3 rather than the simple 8 votes next Friday, 9 votes in mid-September?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Couple of things. One, you already hear, I spoke with Robert White kind of as he kind of hustled out of a closed-door meeting with council members yesterday morning. He seemed to have grave concerns, but he also seemed to say a stadium was important as long as we're getting the get back. But he has been voicing concerns. Zachary Parker has already been out there saying this is Phil Mendelson's deal. This is not D.C. Council's deal. You know, he's going to – Janice Lewis-George is kind of a complete wild card. I don't think she's really said much at all. Christina Henderson has been very favorable to this idea, even though she remains in the undecided category. And Matthew Frumman, his biggest problem with the deal is that in his eyes it's happening way too fast. But I'm not sure that that's a reason to vote against it when push comes to shove. All that to say that I think they have 3 more votes out of those 5 undecideds on Friday. The second piece of this is there are those in Mendelson's camp who, again, going back to this complex tax abatement issue that requires the 2/3 majority, right, that thinks it's a question about whether or not it really would require a 2/3 majority. Meaning, is there a wild card where if they're scared they're not going to get the votes, they take some sort of procedural thing to not to argue that it's not subject to this two-thirds vote. Now, this is getting really inside baseball.
Yeah, no, I'm following it, though. There may be something that develops that brings it back to a simple majority.
Correct.
The larger point, you know, and most people don't know, you know, even people who live in the city don't know the, you know, the 13 council members by name or by ward. They know their own ward, you know, council member, but that's it. And they know Mendelsohn, maybe. But we think that there will be 8 and 9 votes, even if 2/3 is required. The timing seems to be the bigger issue. It was presented yesterday as August 1st, we're done, but really it's mid-September we're done, and how that timeline, you know, impacts the team. The statement from Mark Klaus, the team president, certainly seemed to embrace, you know, the deal being finalized. I'm wondering if it's just a formality, these two votes, you know, next Friday and in mid-September, so much so that the team and the city are moving forward with things like, you know, architectural plan, you know, all the stuff that needs to be happening before they break ground, and maybe it won't impact the timeline. What do you think?
I think that is probably a safe assumption. I think that when you're talking about, design plans, I think, are well in the works. I think the team is moving down the road with this. I think what they can start doing after the first vote, potentially, is start getting the regulatory process going. As we talked about with the Donald Trump thing, you know, part of the way Donald Trump had as a means to block this deal is through regulatory avenues that the design plans have to ultimately go through.
Right.
And that is all a process that cannot begin until design plans are, you know, released and applied for approval. And
yeah.
I can't apply for them
if the city council hasn't actually voted on this deal and that there's actually an actual signed deal in place. Understood.
Did you
find, Eric, I didn't watch Mendelsohn's press conference, and I'm assuming you did, but I really thought the press release was a bit combative and a bit chesty. You know the dynamics, the relationship dynamics between the city council, and maybe it's just the chair and the mayor's office. Give me a minute on that. What you know? Am I off? I don't follow it very closely.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Mendelsohn. Here's what happened. Mayor Bowser negotiated a deal on her own with the team for a stadium. The second most powerful politician in Washington, D.C. local politics, the chair of the D.C. Council, Phil Mendelsohn, didn't appreciate that and said many times, we don't know anything about this deal. The mayor negotiated her own deal. Mendelsohn feels like he got a eye-popping amount of money back for the city and was pretty proud of himself for doing so. Behind the door, behind the scenes, mayor's office and some of the people associated with it poked holes in just how realistic, how legitimate those numbers are of the money that's actually coming up back that wasn't there before or wasn't going to be there. But it's a territorial thing where he was planting his flag on behalf of D.C. Council saying, look at what we did for the taxpayers. There are now D.C. council members, including Zachary Parker, who are frustrated with Mendelsohn for negotiating his own deal without looping them in. And then you had a mayor who held a press conference you talked about on the steps of the Wilson Building with hundreds of people celebrating this as a way to grasp the reins back and grasp credit back and for ultimately bringing this stadium home. You know, I was told that the mayor's office pressured D.C. Council to act quicker than they ever had before. So it's just a you know, everybody just kind of trying to write their own narrative and take their own credit for what many ultimately believe will be at some point a Washington Commanders stadium on the old RFK site.
Look, based on what you just said, I can totally understand why the mayor wouldn't have included the cluster you-know-what of the city council in the early discussions and negotiations with the team. Nothing would have gotten done. She got it to a point, and we see this all the time. You get it to the point where somebody leads it, you negotiate a term sheet, and then there are opportunities to tweak it. It sounds like that's what he did. I am going to be interested to see, and you're the one that will probably be, you know, involved in the detail, if what he essentially suggested, which was, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars over 30 years in incremental revenue from the first deal, if it's actually true or not. I'm just glad that they're on the verge of getting a deal done. The political bickering back and forth and who gets credit for it. Let me just say this. The mayor will get credit for it. Long term, when that stadium is up, you know, all due respect to Mendelsohn and the city council, the mayor will get credit for it. Just like Sharon Pratt Kelly was crucified for losing the team to Landover. That's the way I see it. Do you see it the same way or not?
1,000%. This, and she ultimately has always passionately pursued this as her legacy in the history books. And she has said it from day one. I want to bring the football team back to the RFK site. And she is within weeks, possibly, of officially making that happen.
Thank you for clearing all this up. I thought it was interesting because I started reading last night. I'm like, wait a minute, another vote in mid-September? But you heard it. Two separate votes, August 1st, and then another one in mid-September. And it's very possible that it's not simple majority, but it's two-thirds because of this tax structure element to the deal. Thank you, Eric, as always.
Every time. All right.
At Eric Flack TV on Twitter, on X. Yeah, interesting stuff. It's going to happen, I think. I feel pretty confident it'll happen. It's just happening in a way that I didn't think it was presented yesterday, but that could have been me too. All right, what does Terry really mean to the team? What if they had to play 2025 without him? Quantify it for me. The number of games, fewer, or maybe you think it would be the same amount of wins that they would have without him. 301-230-0980. What would life without Terry McLaurin on the roster in 2025 be? What would it look like? Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.